Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Who is Melchizedek? How did he exist without a beginning of days and also without an end of life? The context of this question comes from, I believe, Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 14, that Jesus is after the order of Melchizedek in regard to his serving as high priest. First, let's do a study in regard to what the Old Testament says about Melchizedek. He was king of Salem. In the immediate context, all the way back in the book of Deuteronomy, or excuse me, all the way back in the book of Exodus, I'll get it right, back in the book of Genesis, we find is that king of Salem meant in and around Jerusalem, is what's usually under consideration. He served as priest of the Most High God. What's the context in regard to the time in which this man lived? He lived during the patriarchal age. And therefore, he was serving as a priest during that time for God. He received tithes from Abraham. What does that suggest then to us concerning his relationship with Abraham? Who was more superior? The Jews would say certainly that Abraham was the most superior of all, but if he's receiving tithes from Abraham, doesn't that make him a little more superior than Abraham? I believe the context, immediate as well as broad context, would help us to understand that most certainly it does suggest that. He also represents a type of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Psalm 110 and verse 4. Now let's also take a glimpse or consideration with regard to the priesthood. The priesthood under the law of Moses was required to be from the tribe of Levi. Why were they to come from the tribe of Levi? Friends, that is the way in which God established it under the law of Moses with the lineage of Aaron. Aaron, his sons and descendants, these individuals were Levi and from that tribe, and God said that it is only through those individuals that they are able to serve within the priesthood. What we learn in regard to Melchizedek is that he lived as well as he served, and friends also understand this, he died under the patriarchal age, during the time frame in which Abraham himself lived, as we have already explored from Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. Well then, why do we not have anything stated with reference to his beginning or his end? Why do we not have anything suggestive in regard to his mother and his father, his family lineage, and things of that nature? The only explanation that I have is that it is silent in Scripture. The Holy Spirit elected not to record Melchizedek's lineage. Why? Because God was going to use him later on in New Testament times. More specific, during the time of the Hebrew Christians, during the time in which this, by way of inspiration, God spoke to these Hebrew Christians to show that Christ is a priest after the order of Melchizedek. In other words, his priesthood is without end. And friends, there had to be a change also in the priesthood in order for Christ to serve as a priest. Why? Remember what we've already stated? In order for them to serve as a priest, they had to come from which tribe? The tribe of Levi. Which tribe was Jesus from? The kids can answer this, I'm sure. From the tribe of Judah, of which the Lord said nothing at all about. And if you read from the context of Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through all the way down, I believe it's verse 17 or such, you're going to find is that there had to be a change in the priesthood then in order for Christ to serve as a high priest. Hence, let me also throw this in. In premillennialism, they say that Christ is going to come back and he's going to reign over a physical earthly kingdom. He can't do that. Why? Because if he were to do that, he would violate the Scripture in regard to those serving here on this earth as a priest. They must still come from the tribe of Levi. And hence, Jesus will not step foot upon the face of the earth because he's not going to violate that. Now, though, from the tribe of Judah, he can rule and reign from on high. And when he does come, man will meet him in the air. Hence, Christ is according to the order of Melchizedek, not according to that given under Aaron.